Toll-free number here for you, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
We invite you on over to our website at freetalklive.com. Lots of features await you on the site, so head over there and enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Coming up here tonight, JJ has some yet more police abuse stories we were talking
about. Can't help it. The news is rife with them.
You just can't help it. We were talking about this earlier this week, how there's just no shortage. In fact, there's so many police abuse stories that some people, Mark suggested, that he might even be getting acclimated to it.
Like he's used to seeing it. Sensitized, Mark? Or?
At this point, you have to look for the really bad ones.
Yeah. Well, and it's so many of the stories, though, you keep coming back to older individuals, and it seems like those are some of the most tragic because, you know, young punks, yeah, you can see young punk getting out of line, lipping off to an officer, whatever, you know, that people have done that, and it's normal, whatever. But older folk getting beaten down,
there was a story I had about a 76-year-old man had his house raided incorrectly on a drug raid. But before we get to the downer, we'll give you a little bit of good news here because it's rare, but now and then the U.S. Supreme Court does do something right. They say a broken clock strikes right a couple times a day.
Yeah.
And so here's one of those instances. Do like to give you the good news when it is available. This came from...
otherwise we'd be accused of only giving bad news.
Right.
And we do get accused of that at times.
This came from the dailychronic.net. The U.S. Supreme Court refused to review a landmark decision today in which California state courts found that its medical marijuana law was not preempted by federal law. The state appellate court decision from November of 2007 ruled that it is not the job of local police to enforce federal drug laws.
Okay.
So that case came on appeal to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court refused to hear it, which means that they are upholding the decision of the appeals court who decided that it's not the job of the local police to enforce federal drug laws. So the Supreme Court saying that, hey, you guys, not your business, stay out of it, you can enforce your own local laws, and that's it. So this is a pretty big deal, but there's a little bit more about what the case was in the first place. It was Felix Ka, a medical marijuana patient from Garden Grove in California, was the result of a wrongful seizure of medical marijuana by local police in June of 2005. Medical marijuana advocates hailed the decision as a huge victory in clarifying law enforcement's obligation to uphold state law. Advocates assert that better adherence to state medical marijuana laws by local police will result in fewer needless arrests and seizures. In turn, this will allow for better implementation of medical marijuana laws not only in California, but in all states that have adopted such laws. According to the chief counsel with Americans for Safe Access, which is a medical marijuana advocacy organization, he says, Joe Elford says, that it's now settled that state law enforcement officers cannot arrest medical marijuana patients or seize their medicine simply because they prefer the contrary federal law.
Gotcha.
So what you had happening out there was certain police departments or police officers were basically looking at the laws and saying, well, I really like this war on drugs, and I don't appreciate that the legislature or the voters decided to
That the people of the given piece of ground, political designation, which I decided to work for,
right,
whom I go to work for every single day, and I spew bullcrap out of my mouth that says that I'm here working for those people, I don't appreciate the laws that the representatives of those people or those people themselves have voted to put into place. So I will go ahead and take rules from people who are not the people that I claim to represent and who are not the people that I claim employ me and who are not the people that I claim to be protecting every day because, well, I prefer it.
Well, and it's sort of like the in the religion of government, there's many prophets, and some of these law enforcers are definitely going to follow the strongest message possible because that's what they're there for, Mark. They're there to keep you safe.
Well, and this is, it just goes to show the big fat lie that is these are representatives of the people working for the people or whatever, this whole term, the people.
Yeah.
Because when the people...
Which people?
What?
Which people?
Right, which people. But when the voting public will vote on a referendum legalizing medical marijuana... And it's happened many times, and even regular decriminalizing marijuana, their representatives in the police department, the people they employ, and I'm using all these, there's a bunch of quotation marks around in my statement, they don't care. They want to go ahead and enforce whatever they want to enforce because the drug war brings in money.
Yeah.
Money means power. The power means bigger budgets. Bureaucracies need to grow. They want bigger budgets and more employees.
Yeah, they got to put bodies in those cells and make that numbers game happen.
So according to the guy from Medical Marijuana Advocacy Group, Americans for Safe Access, he says perhaps in the future local government will think twice about expending significant time and resources to defy a law that is overwhelmingly supported by the people of our state. Now, in the case of Felix Ka, he was pulled over by Garden Grove police and cited for possession of marijuana, despite Ka showing the officers proper medical marijuana documentation. The charge against Ka was subsequently dismissed, with the Superior Court of Orange County issuing an order to return his wrongfully seized 8 grams of medical marijuana. The police, backed by the city of Garden Grove,
8 grams.
Get this, they refused to return Ka's medicine after the court ordered them to, and the city appealed the court's decision. Before the 41-page decision was issued a year ago by California's 4th District Court of Appeal, the California Attorney General filed a friend of the court brief on behalf of Ka's right to possess his medicine. The California Supreme Court then denied review in March. The source of local law enforcement's resistance to upholding state laws and outdated, harmful federal policy with regard to medical marijuana, according to the ASA, this should send a message to the federal government that it's time to establish a compassionate policy more consistent with the 13 states that have adopted medical marijuana laws. But, of course, the federal government probably isn't going to do anything of the sort. However, this is a good. Not only is this a good case for all the states that already have medical marijuana, but it's in that the law enforcement officers there supposedly
right.
now will have to stop
all
doing
the,
this.
All the wimpy, yellow-bellied politicians in the states, oh, I don't know, one of them I can think of is New Hampshire, mm-hmm. that won't go ahead and just legalize legalize medical marijuana for people, sick people.
Right.
That, well, hey, your laws trump and your law enforcers are meant to trump your to enforce your laws, and it gives them some of the backing that they need. And I don't think for a second that these lily-livered, yellow-bellied politicians in New Hampshire actually are scared of the federal government.
It's just a convenient excuse.
It's an excuse that they won't, they won't tell you their underlying concern.
Well, and what is, and really though, what is stopping them from having this sort of belief that they can back this law to allow people to have that medicine which doctors prescribe? I mean, it's sort of like are they stuck in the old sort of status quo mentality? It's not like they're actually afraid of the drug. You know, the old
good question. They must know people who've smoked it.
The reefer madness sort of thing is worn off by now.
Right.
And people are sticking to their position because of what? I don't understand that.
It doesn't make sense, and you could engage in wild speculation. So we'll give a specific example here. The so-called governor of New Hampshire, John Lynch is his name, and in the past he has vetoed the medical marijuana provisions that have come across his desk, which means that the medical marijuana has passed both the State House and the State Senate
right.
here in New Hampshire. And it
quote,
just
unquote,
did,
the people.
Right. It just did it again just within the last few weeks. The Senate passed it 13-11, and now it's going back to the House where it's already passed, and now it's going to pass again. And in the House, it passes by a supermajority, meaning that there's more than the two-thirds required for an override.
This is a Republican House.
That's right.
Right.
And so then you have this Democratic governor, John Lynch, who refuses to sign this. He, on one hand, will act as though he cares about sick people, but on the other hand, refuses to sign this and then uses the federal government as his excuse. But as you guys are pointing out here, what's the real reason? How can that? Is he really afraid of the federal government? Is that the real reason is?
No, it's about unions.
The police union, you mean?
The police union and the firefighters union, and these are important unions to have on your side, especially in New England, the Northeast, and many, many states, and New Hampshire is one of them. They're important to get elected, especially if you're a Democrat.
So it's a little bit of good news, a little bit of ammo you can use against these wimpy politicians. Let them know, hey, look, even the Supreme Court said you guys can have your own marijuana laws, and the local cops can't be enforcing the federal version. 855-450 Freeze the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. You can join us over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. You can enjoy them all for free, unlike those other talk show hosts that they want to get $5, $6, $7, $8 a month out of you. We aren't asking for anything up front. You can just go ahead and take all the archives that you want and interact on the BBS and the chat room, watch the webcam. You can do all that stuff for free.
And if you want to, you can support the show. We'll tell you more about how you can do that here in a little bit. One of those ways is actually through the Bitcoin tip jar. You can drop some Bitcoins in there over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. But before you do that, you probably should learn about the Bitcoin. If you don't know yet what it is, it's an amazing new technology that is completely distributed, meaning there's no central corporation that's issuing these. It's not a company. It's not a government. It's an open source project. And you can go to weusecoins.org to learn more about it. You can send and receive money anywhere in the world in moments. And you don't need anyone's permission to do so. There's no fees anything.
Right.
I mean, it's just great. So you can go to weusecoins.org to learn more. And then thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have your Bitcoins in less than an hour simply by depositing cash at any major bank. Head over to BitInstant.com to get your Bitcoins with cash. And once again, learn more about the Bitcoin at weusecoins.org. So we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. We start out with a little bit of good news about how the U.S. Supreme Court has backed up a lower court's decision that local cops in states where there's medical marijuana laws, they cannot enforce federal laws that are contrary to their state laws. So if medical marijuana is legal in your state, then the local boys can't go around arresting people for it and saying, well, we're going to charge you under the federal government.
I wonder about people who, like, I know, for instance, Vermont doesn't, as I understand, let's say that I'm right about Vermont's gun laws. It's not like I've pored over these things or anything like that. But there are no laws against, say, felons possessing a firearm in the state of Vermont. Does that mean that local police can't arrest a felon for being in possession of a firearm in the state of Vermont, and that they would have to just tell the, you know, the feds or something, and then the feds would or would not do something about it?
I think it wouldn't, just from their words on paper standpoint, because there's no law, there's no state law allowing or prescribing that ability to felons.
I hope so, but, so, you know. But,
by the way, something I noticed when I was looking at the article about the marijuana law decision from the Supreme Court is it wasn't dated. Looks like it's actually fairly old, this piece. But people hadn't heard about it. At least it was being passed around Facebook like crazy today.
Interesting.
So apparently this case is from 2008.
Sometimes really? That'll happen on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, that just something will get seen and somebody will pass it around. Somebody's interested and it just...
Either way, I think it should be put in front of the faces of those politicians that are using the federal government's laws as an excuse to not set their own people free from the oppression. Thanks to SciFace for digging that one up. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. To change gears into something that's, well, not so happy. This is news out of... Where is this happening, JJ?
The actual story... New York.
Okay.
White Plains, New York.
And it's being reported on over in the UK.
Yes, of course. Whenever there's anything that threatens the legitimacy of America's, I guess, facade or illusion of actually helping people, it's usually reported on overseas. So This comes to us from The Guardian UK, and it's the story from today. Echoes of Trayvon Martin and police killing of Kenneth Chamberlain Sr.
Oh, wait, hold on. So that's why it's not being unreported here, because, well, Trayvon Martin was shot by somebody who wasn't a cop.
Right.
And if a cop kills somebody, then, well, that's just not important news at all.
No.
Cops can do no wrong.
No, of course not. They're perfect.
Right.
Flawless.
And the local press would never want to, you know, critique the police, because... And they don't want to lose their press access to the cops.
It's interesting that you can't find, you know, I didn't see a story in the United States about this. You had two of them, both foreign entities, right?
Yeah, that's right. Both of them from the UK. So story starts out with a quote. My name is Kenneth Chamberlain. This is my sworn testimony. White Plains police are going to come in here and kill me, unquote. And that's just what they did. In the early hours of Saturday, 19th November, 2011... U.S. Marine veteran Kenneth Chamberlain Sr. accidentally hit his life aid medical alert pendant. Presumably while sleeping, the 68-year-old retired corrections officer had a heart condition. So he used to work for the police.
Really?
So
former Marine
former
and
corrections.
Former corrections officer.
That's right. But it wasn't in need of help that dawn. Within 2 hours, the White Plains, New York Police Department had broken down his apartment door and shot him dead.
Well, that's, I guess, going to stop his medical condition from happening.
Well, yeah, he didn't need
any attention.
But yeah, they gave him some.
Wow.
Chamberlain Sr. was African-American, as with Trayvon Martin, the black teenager recently killed in Florida. There are recordings of the events which include a racial slur directed at the victim. The opening quote above was related to us by Kenneth Chamberlain Jr. when he appeared on Democracy Now! NewsHour talking about the police killing of his father. Chamberlain Jr. was holding on the life aid pendant that his father wore around his neck in case of a medical emergency. Perhaps unbeknown to the White Plains police who had arrived at Chamberlain Sr.'s door that morning, the life aid system...
Seems likely.
The life aid system includes a box in the home that, when activated, transmits audio to the life aid company, where it is recorded.
The cops had no idea about that, huh? No.
Chamberlain Jr. and his lawyers heard the recording in a meeting at the office.
I wonder why the cops haven't gone and arrested Life Aid.
Right.
Don't give any ideas, Mark. Well, probably because Life Aid has lawyers.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
And they know that they're not going to have as easy of a time going after someone from Life Aid with felony charges. And of course, they'd also have to identify the culprit, right? I mean, if it's just a box that...
If you look at the rampant wiretapping charges that are coming out of all over the place, Pete Nademo have experienced that in certain cases here in New Hampshire. It seems like once the police find out there's a recording made, they seize upon an opportunity to levy those charges.
It does, but they're always going after individuals. Yeah,
they're going after individuals, not organizations.
Exactly.
I mean, the organizations wouldn't put up with that.
You can't come after an organization at 3 in the morning with a battering ram.
Well, plus, who's responsible in that case? I mean, let's say that this guy wasn't dead, because obviously they can't hold him responsible for recording the police. Otherwise, they probably would try this. But who really would be responsible? You've got a box in your house that begins recording when a button is pressed, this medical alert button is pressed. And it's not you who's doing the recording necessarily, but it is you who pressed the button. But in this case, he didn't press the button on purpose, so he wasn't purposefully recording them.
I think it's definitely too shady for them to actually try to prosecute.
It wouldn't stop them from prosecuting an individual, but to prosecute a company that has a team of lawyers on staff, they're not going to mess with it. Because normally they know that most people are just going to take the plea deal. If they hit you with felony wiretapping charges and they, offer you a violation level offense instead and some community service, they get the, conviction without ever actually having to do any kind of work. Whereas if the attorneys are going to step up and defend the company or whatever, then it's going to cost the city or the police department quite a bit in attorney's fees, probably.
The taxpayer, and it's just not worth the work.
Yeah.
I mean, the prosecutor who has to do the work has to ask himself whether or not he's willing to pursue that.
There's that as well. We're going to continue more about this this case here. So you've got a situation where a medical alert was sent accidentally.
Yeah.
The medical alert company, I guess, has the policy of calling the police, which is too bad, because the police ended up murdering this man.
That's right.
We'll find out more about that here in a moment at 855-450-FREE. Former Marine, I wonder if that's what he thought he was fighting for. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here. Share your thoughts. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free number here, 855-453. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We will share the features on the site with you for free, and those features include the webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. The chat room is built in to the same page as the cam. It's all free over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
If you want to get some precious metals, whether it's gold or silver, the place to do it is gold.freetalklive.com. Not only do we have some of the best rates on the internet, we've teamed up with Midas Resources to be able to deliver them to you fast and so that you can have them in your hand. And I think that's really important right now to folks, not to have, well, precious metals on paper where, you know, big banks can just lie to you about what they have in stock. So you can go to gold.freetalklive.com, and when you buy gold from gold.freetalklive.com, you help Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we'll continue here and take your calls about whatever's on your mind. If you make them at 855-453, we're telling you yet another story of somebody who called the police. In this case, it was an accident. He hit his medical alert while sleeping, apparently, and the medical alert company called the police. Police ended up coming over and murdering him. We'll explain the details to that here in a moment. But this is not an unusual story. There have been so many stories that we've told on the air, just on this show, about people who've innocently called the police looking for assistance. In some cases, it's with like a family emergency or what they consider to be some sort of out of control situation with like a child in the family. They call the police in to try to help them with that. The police end up kidnapping their child, taking them to some sort of camp where they end up getting murdered at the camp. As we saw in a story out of Florida, when a grandmother called the police on her grandson for taking her car for a joyride. And then there's other instances where there have been other family situations where the police have come. And there was one lady who called. It was some sort of an ID mix-up, and the cops arrested her and then strip-searched her. A bunch of male cops strip-searched her at the jail. There's just no
pleasant
shortage. There's no shortage of humiliating, violent, dangerous, or even in some cases deadly experiences that happen from people who innocently called the police looking for help.
Yep.
And it's gotten to the point where I recommend not calling the police at all. If you can absolutely avoid calling the police, if you can remedy a situation on your own without involving them, there seems to be absolutely no reason to call these people. They just consider you a suspect. They want to put someone in a cage whenever they show up. Or if you get really unlucky, you end up with some psycho cops who feel like getting a kill under their belt.
Right, they're just really bored that day. They hadn't beaten anyone up that day, and they were just hungry for some work. And that's work for them.
In this case, they were called to the home of a former Marine, former corrections officer.
That's right. So someone who used to work in that whole line of the system, if you will, that line of work.
Former law enforcement officer.
Exactly.
Right.
So this story goes on here. Chamberlain Jr. and his lawyers heard the recording in a meeting at the office of Westchester County District Attorney Janet DeFore. Chamberlain Jr. repeated what he had heard his father say on the tape. Quote, he says, "I'm a 68-year-old man with a heart condition. Why are you doing this to me?" You also hear him pleading with the officers again, over and over. At one point, that's when the expletive is used by one of the police officers, unquote. One of Chamberlain Jr.'s lawyers, Mayo Bartlett, told me about the racial slur. Bartlett is a former Westchester County prosecutor, so he knows about the ropes. He was explicit in recounting what he heard that on the recording. Quote, "Kenneth Chamberlain Sr. said to the police, 'I'm a sick old man.' One of the police officers replied, 'We don't give an F,' and the recording."
Wow.
Yes.
"I'm a sick old man. We don't give an F in."
That's right.
Yep.
Nice.
Professionals. These are America's finest.
Yep. So you're a sick old, and it goes on. It's
Wait a minute. JJ,
yep.
These are just a few bad apples. Most police officers are very respectful. They would never behave in this way. These are just a few bad apples.
Well,
they just happen to get caught.
If that were the case, they would be ostracized by their own good apples that they're surrounded by.
Well, clearly these men were fired for their behavior. I mean, they were obviously strung up.
I can tell you, if you're in broadcasting and you drop the N-bomb, you're going to be fired.
Right.
You sure will. I'm sarcastic.
Yes.
I don't think they were fired at all. We'll find out.
I don't know. I haven't read that far.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah, the recording also includes a taunt from the police, as related by Bartlett. Quote, "Open the door, Kenny. You're grown a man." It was when Chamberlain Jr. related how the police mocked his military.
You're a grown a man? Is there supposed to be a curse word
grown
in there?
Grown ass man.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Grown ass, you said?
Yes. Gotcha. Exactly. Okay, but anyway... related how the police mocked his father's military service, that he broke down. He said, "Semper Fi."
So let him in?
No. That's when I'll reread the sentence here. It was when Chamberlain Jr. related how the police mocked his father's military service that he broke down. That Chamberlain Jr.
The son broke down. Gotcha.
Cry. He said, "quote." He said, "Semper Fi." So they said, "Oh, you're a Marine. Hoorah! Hoorah! And this is somebody that served this country. Why would you even say that to him?" Unquote. Chamberlain Jr. wept as he held his father's Marine ring and Veterans Administration card.
Because they don't care.
That's right, they don't.
They don't care. They don't give an F.
No. Nope.
N.
That's exactly.
Yep.
You know, I mean, like, they said it all right there.
That's right.
Now, tell me why a guy pushing his heart warning bracelet thing ends up in him getting shot.
We're going to get there. The Life Aid operator that November morning heard the exchange live and called the White Plains police in a desperate attempt to cancel the call for emergency medical aid. Chamberlain Sr.'s
Because you send cops with tasers and guns to help somebody who's having a heart attack.
Right, right. I can just imagine him now. Oh, no, that's not the help he needed. No, this is wrong. He's got a heart problem. You know, because she could see his medical situation there, the Life Aid operator. Mm-hmm. So basically, Chamberlain Sr.'s niece, who lives in the building, ran down trying to intervene. Chamberlain Sr.'s sister was on her mobile offering to talk to her brother. The police denied any attempt at help. One was heard on the recording saying, quote, "We don't need any mediator," unquote. The heavily armed police used a special device to take Chamberlain's door completely off the hinges and, as chillingly captured in the taser-mounted camera, burst into the apartment. Bartlett recounted seeing Chamberlain Sr. shirtless in the video, hands at his side, without the knife or hatchet. that police claim he wielded standing in his boxer shorts. Quote, the minute they got in the house, they didn't even give him one command. They never mentioned put your hands up. They never told him to lay down on the bed. They never did any of that. The first thing they did, as soon as the door was finally broken off the hinges, you could see the taser light up. It was charged, and you could see it going directly toward him. Unquote.
Wow.
The last thing Bartlett hears on the taser tape is shut it off, meaning turn off the video recording, which the police did. Within minutes, they would shoot Chamberlain Sr. twice. 4 months later, no one has been charged with the killing. Democracy Now! Co-host Juan Gonzalez revealed the name of the shooter through his reporting in the New York Daily News as White Plains Police Officer Anthony Carelli.
Months later, no one has been charged.
That's right.
And it took them a few weeks to charge the guy down in South Florida, Zimmerman.
Well, Carelli is to be tried in the coming months for alleged police brutality against two brothers, the sons of Jordanian immigrants, who say Carelli beat one of them.
The same guy who shot.
Yeah, this is a different incident when she's being charged. Jarius Hadir, who, while handcuffed, and called him, quote, a raghead.
Oh, God. Just a winner all around.
Yeah. Nice guy.
Martin was killed on 26 February. So this, let's see, who's Martin? Because now there
so many killings, hard to keep track of it all.
I can't keep track of who this Martin character is now that the story talks about. They mentioned Juan, and then Anthony Carelli, and then two Jordanian immigrants. So I don't. Well, I'm just going to read it, and hopefully it makes sense. Martin was killed on 26 February. A Florida grand jury is expected to begin the investigation of
That's Trayvon Martin.
Oh, Trayvon.
Oh,
okay, right, because they first started talking about Trayvon.
Excellent.
In the beginning, the very, very beginning of the story, they mentioned Trayvon Martin. But yeah, it was a while to wrap around to that.
Yeah, they should have used his first name. The next day, April 11th, New York grand jury is scheduled to begin hearing evidence in the case of Chamberlain Sr. He was killed last November. In both cases, an African-American male was gunned down. In both cases, the shooter is known to the police. In Chamberlain's case, it is the police.
Yep.
And no one has been arrested.
Yeah, and what was it that we talked about the first night when we discussed the Trayvon Martin story? My position on that was, look at all the attention Trayvon Martin's case is getting. And no doubt, it's an outrageous case and deserves to be looked into. But no one ever looks into the police cases like this. There's no shortage of the police killing innocent black people and others, other poor whites and Hispanics as well. 855-453. They just get away with it and get rewarded. More coming up.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Like the show? And you want to help support Free Talk Live? You can do that by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. Different links are there for different countries' Amazons. There are U.S., U.K., and Canada links. Click into the right one for you. Order the stuff you're looking for and get it at a great deal, just like you're used to with Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate links, so Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. Start your shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. So just to recap, there's news that's originating from the United Kingdom, but it's about something that's going on here in the States.
That's right.
And it hasn't been getting near the coverage the Trayvon Martin situation has. But by all accounts, it's far worse.
Yes.
Now, as we said, we've discussed the Trayvon Martin situation, and that's a real questionable situation. Who was right? Who was wrong? Who did what? There's a lot of question marks, and it's interesting. It's intriguing. People, you know, deserve to know about that story. But at least in the Trayvon Martin case, there's some question marks about, like, well, who was Trayvon Martin? You know, what was his attitude on that day? And who's this Zimmerman character? And, you know, there's still some question marks out there, even though I guess Zimmerman was charged with second-degree murder today in Florida, as I understand it.
17 to 22.
17 years to
22 years. Gotcha. You think it's months for second-degree murder?
I just wanted to make sure.
Decades.
I was clear on what you were saying there.
Yes. That's the cell.
And so, you know, in that case, there are all these question marks. In this case, we know we're talking about a former Marine,
right?
An elderly gentleman,
uh-huh.
68 years old, was he, or 65?
68.
68.
Retired corrections officer.
Right, retired law enforcement. I mean,
in
this
his
is
house.
Not, right, in his own home.
At night.
With a medical condition.
With a medical alert. The whole reason they were called there is for medical reasons.
Right.
So why would they act like this, where's the EMT in this situation? Where's the
I never understood what the police are going to do with a medical case. I mean, I don't want the cops responding for a medical emergency.
Why do the cops respond for a medical emergency? Some buttons pushed.
Bullets don't help with
no.
You know,
right. I mean, what
a taser?
What in the world are they there for? That doesn't happen in the town that I live in. I mean, they make a medical emergency call and the cops don't come.
And think about it this way too. Who who's the last person you want around when it's a medical emergency, when people are going nuts because someone they know has been injured or harmed, or they're just emotionally distraught, there's a traumatic situation? You want the guy who's all jacked up on his adrenaline rush,
yeah,
he's got
no.
a gun and his taser ready to go and just wants to shoot someone.
I want somebody who's got
most
training.
Most people don't
on...
think of it that way. I mean, most people don't think of the police officers as that.
The fact is, the police officers, at least a lot of them, have a problem with kind of taking a scene and cranking it up. They don't have the ability
right.
to de-escalate. No. Some of them do. I'm not saying all officers are like this, but a number of them are just loose cannons, and they just are very interested in escalating a situation so it can get to violence, so they can have an excuse to hurt somebody. There are some real sadistic people in these police departments. So, yeah, I would want somebody to respond to a situation who's trained in helping human beings, you know, deal with their grief or deal with a traumatic situation.
Here's another side of it, though. When you think about it, who are the individuals in our society who are most deprived of sort of an empathy mode? That would be the people who perpetrate violence on a daily basis.
Or people that have to, I mean, you would think...
isolate themselves.
A police officer has to, I mean, what the excuse will be given so often for police officers and their violent behavior is these people deal with criminals all day long. Why would you want a person who deals with criminals all day long to be at your scene?
Exactly.
I mean, none of this really makes any sense. I suppose that there's one case out of, you know, X number where a police officer is valuable on the scene of a medical emergency, but I wouldn't think that circumstance is, when somebody pushes a medical alert button.
Right, exactly.
They can get there sooner and start, doing CPR or
something. Yeah, you want someone who's compassionate, someone who is trained in dealing with people who are under a traumatic situation, who are maybe not behaving as they normally would because their body is not functioning properly.
Right.
You don't want the person who's just, who's just the violent and visceral reactions that police usually use.
That, and I certainly don't want somebody to roll up on a scene and start calling me racial slurs.
Exactly, that too.
So,
here's what's weird about this, though, is this guy gives the recording before the cops come that, my name is, what's his name?
Kenneth Chamberlain.
My name is Kenneth Chamberlain, and tonight the police are going to kill me.
Yep.
Isn't that a little weird?
Maybe he's had interactions with them before.
Like, one of two things it seems like is the case. Either A, he has history with these people, and he believes his life's in danger because he was a law enforcement officer and they've got grudges or whatever. Or B, he's going to do something that's going to make them kill him.
Well, it doesn't sound like he did anything to make them kill him.
Who knows? I mean,
it sounded like he told him he was fine, he didn't need any help, it was a mistake to push his thing, and then he proceeded to not let them into his home, because that's probably the safest thing you can do, is to not interact with these violent individuals sometimes. And clearly, they wouldn't have that. They had this new device in which they took his door clean off the hinges.
Scary.
Got to use that thing.
Yep, got to, yep. Hey guys, let's break out that new door jacker we got.
I was watching on Future Weapons, which is on the military channel, and they've got these shotgun rounds, which are specifically made for this. Bam! You shoot it into the... Because, a regular old bullet round into a doorknob isn't going to do it, but these things just take the whole lock out.
I bet. So the other factor, just comparing this to Trayvon Martin case...
Sure.
You've got, those question marks. Another question mark that existed in the Trayvon Martin case was, is George Zimmerman a racist? And some people say, yes, he's a racist. Some people say, no, he's not a racist.
It's beginning to look less and less like he was. The racial slur that was supposed to be on the tape wasn't on the tape. And
either way, there were these question marks around that. In this case, you've got clear, indisputable evidence that these cops, or at least one of them, was absolutely a racist.
Yes, or at least had no problem expressing racist verbiage, and then, of course...
Right, you call somebody a towelhead on one day, and then call somebody else an N-word on the next day,
right.
And
they're dead. And they're both dead. I mean, the little breadcrumb is leading towards racistville, right?
Yes. Absolutely. So you've got all the hallmarks of what was supposed to be outrageous about the Trayvon Martin case. You've got them in spades with this case. But it's just a cop. So, media's not going to really pay close attention. It probably got some local reporting in the local press, maybe, but probably not the most stern.
They printed the police log like this local press does here in Keene. And they didn't research it. Whatever the police said, he was wielding a hatchet, ended up struggling with police, was shot twice, killed.
Crazy old man wielding a hatchet, attacked by police.
Exactly.
Or police defend themselves against crazy old man wielding hatchet.
Right.
That'd be the headline there.
And services will be held at the Black People's Baptist Church on First Street.
Yeah, the thing is a lot of people might criticize Free Talk Live for coming down against against police.
Oh, they do. We've lost a station over it.
Well, here's the deal: if police policed themselves, if police watched over their own sort of brethren behind the thin blue line and sort of curtailed these sort of just horrible actions.
Right. If police arrested some guy who used the term the N-word and towel head, and both of the people that he used it upon ended up dead.
Right.
I mean, if police investigated thoroughly their own in the same way they investigate you and I. The thing that surprised me about the Trayvon Martin situation was that Zimmerman wasn't arrested and then investigated.
Yeah.
And that's what raised my hackles on it in the first place. Then I find out he's the son of a judge, and I realize, oh, he gets the treatment. And it's the treatment that the cops get. It's the treatment
exactly.
He got. It's the club treatment.
Yeah.
It's the cool kid treatment.
Yep. And so that
once again, this is another high school situation, and you aren't in the clique.
Well, it's what Free Talk Live is doing by publicizing this information is a symptom of the problem. It's not the problem. And if people are coming after you for doing what this. They should look at the root. The root is there are people misbehaving and not being held accountable.
Yeah, but they don't want to look at the root because that would mean they might have to admit that the police aren't this angelic organization of good guys that they've been believing that they are their whole life.
Well, they need to grow up and wake up. That's what needs to happen.
Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I completely agree. And, I don't apologize for the critique that we give the police on this show. It's well-deserved. And if they really were holding themselves accountable, then I would praise them. And when they do the right thing,
yes.
I try to point out that they've done the right thing. A local police chief here in town made the decision to pull the trial of the parking meters earlier. They were going to try to put these parking kiosks in instead of the individual meters. And it was very unpopular, and they actually acknowledged that it was unpopular, and they decided to pull it. And a month into what was supposed to be a 3-month trial, I went up to him, shook his hand, and I said, thank you. You did the right thing. I appreciate it.
Right.
And we blogged in some cases over at freekeen.com when the cops do the right thing. But yet, of course, people love to attack liberty-minded folks because we call the cops out on what they do. And in this case, these cops, when they get investigated, almost every time they're investigated while they're on paid leave.
Yes.
And then later on, the so-called investigation comes back, and it almost always, like 9-plus times out of 10, comes back and says, well, everything was fine, everything's by the book, no charges. In fact, we're going to give you a medal, son. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live Hour 2's next.
That was Prize Rides for free!
JacksDice.com.
Where if you could buy, sell, or make a deal?
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the House of Bronze!
JacksDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JacksDice is
here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.